When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Crime in the area has gotten increasingly bad, and the building has been awful at communicating this to us. There was an armed robbery and a break-in on the ground level floor on the poinsettia side, which is the side I live on. There was also a shooting at 4 a.m. about a month later. I heard 4 gunshots out my window. Pow, 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 pow. Heard it.
What's up, everybody? This is Alyssa Amoroso, aka Publicity, who is ready to spill some tea. Because this is Tea with Publicity.
Let's catch up. You might not recognize behind me. It's because I'm in my new apartment. Yes, I moved / am moving. Technically, the movers come tomorrow and my leases have kind of overlapped. If you're listening to this as a podcast, amazing. If you're watching this on YouTube, even better because you could visually see everything, or do both, you know. Listen to this on the drive to work, then watch it when you get home, whatever. Also, it took me a year to find someone in West Hollywood area that could do a good blowout, and I finally found her yesterday, and now I'm moving tomorrow. I never technically said that I lived in West Hollywood, although I think it's obvious if you see like the places I go, the area I'm in, whatever, I'm sure you figured it out, but I'm moving to the west side. I mentioned on a previous podcast with Lex that I was thinking about moving because my area had become really, really, really unsafe, and I decided to move. If you want to know why I decided to move, I wrote out this like long ass review that I wanted to leave on my building's Google thing, but then I was like, do I really want to be a Karen? But then also I want to like warn people, but now a lot of the reasons that I was like bitching about are fixed. So I'm gonna read this to you guys to recap why I'm moving, and you're gonna be like, oh, I get it. Okay, this is what it says. Poor Chai is crying in the back. Let me get her really quick. I think she just peed in my new closet. Fuck. Ever since the unhoused encampment on Poinsettia has grown, crime in the area has gotten increasingly bad, and the building has been awful at communicating this to us. There was an armed robbery and a break-in on the ground level floor on the Poinsettia side, which is the side I live on. There was also a shooting at 4 a.m. about a month later. I heard 4 gunshots out my window. Pow, 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 heard it. And most recently, a break-in on my floor. Word is someone from the encampment has gained access to our key fobs and the building is not able to revoke access. They've made no steps to change the locks, and now this morning someone started a fire in the stairwell. Whenever I've tried to contact the building, safety or management, my requests go unanswered. There have also been countless times where fire alarms have gone off in the middle of the night because people get into the building and smoke in the stairwells. I've evacuated and stood in the lobby waiting for direction from the building, and oftentimes no one shows up. It falls on the residents to figure out if we need to call the cops or fire department. I've tried calling the safety line and no one answers. Before I moved into my unit, there was a leak and they told me it would be fixed. It wasn't. It continued to leak for an entire year and was never resolved. I put in countless requests, spoke with management face to face, spoke with maintenance, filled out surveys, sent emails, called, etc., and the issue was never resolved. And there was little communication that was ever had. The windows continued to leak and did for an entire year, even flooding my floor and ruining my carpet. The building sent out surveys to ask, how are you enjoying your time? I would fill them out and ask to speak with someone and never once received an answer. So what's the point of sending them? I've never left a review in my life, but feel others should know this information. While the actual apartment units and amenities are beautiful, the lack of safety and communication from management is unacceptable. So you tell me, do I leave that review? Do I be a Karen? It's like, I want other people to know. I also want to clarify, like, I was completely fine with the unhoused encampment. Like, these people need somewhere to sleep. Like, I really never cared, ever. It wasn't until it turned really violent, they were lighting fires every night and breaking into the units and like there was gunshots, that I started to get really scared, because I lived there for a year without caring. But the second I put in my notice, the city came and cleaned up the street. So I'm like, crazy timing. But anyway, that's why I'm moving. This is why I'm in my new apartment. I am on the west side and I am going to be here all day doing renovations and doing some stuff before the movers come tomorrow. So I'm gonna walk you guys through everything and my design process. This apartment isn't as like new looking as my prior one. So it's up to me to make it look new. It was pretty white and plain, which is why I felt like I could work with it. So here's my kitchen. I am going to be switching out all of these knobs for black ones, which you'll see me do today. I bought them from Macy's and I will be installing those. I had Sean hang this. It's from Framebridge. I will include information in the description for you guys. It was so easy to hang. And I just bought these prints on Etsy for $5. And then you, on the Framebridge website, you just submit them and they print them and frame them for you. I got these chairs from Wayfair. I was between white, black, or gray. I wound up going with the light gray, because I just thought it was a little warmer. I don't love when things are so stark white and so stark black. This rug is from Ruggable. They sent it to me. I will also include information on this. I'm really pleased with it. I went with the 5x7 and it's completely washable, which is good because Chai is still being potty trained. The one thing I don't love are these blinds. Like, I think they're so ugly. And this big, like, hold on, let me let her on the ground. This big like molding thing. So I wanna hang curtains from the top of the ceiling, but I don't know what that means for this. Like, it's gonna show. I don't know, I have to figure that out and I have to figure out what to do over here. This also isn't ideal, but again, what am I gonna do? Hi, sissy. Hi, sissies. Hi, sissy. There's some plastic on the floor. I don't want her eating. I ordered this unit from IKEA. And I ordered spray paint that's coming in today because I saw someone on TikTok spray paint these handles and it makes it look like a piece from Restoration Hardware. I'm going to do that. And then I'm thinking about getting a second one and doing like a double bookshelf situation on either sides of the TV. This is my laundry washer dryer. Oh, so this apartment's cool because it has this little bar and then there's like this little bar here. This is all garbage, don't mind. So I think this will be my tea bar. And then this one will be like my coffee bar. And then this is my office. So right now it's Chai's area. Like I said, this is where I think she just peed on the rug. Definitely did. Motherfucker. So right now I have it gated off for her with food and water. This whole area is going to be my office. So when you walk in, you have the bathroom vanity, which is interesting because the bathroom vanity is outside the bathroom. Then here is the toilet and shower, which is good for when guests come. Here we have this little like desk. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with this yet. I was thinking about making it like a makeup vanity for filming. Let me know what you think. I'm going to use this wallpaper back here. You'll see I did it in the other bathroom. This is all amazing storage. And then this will be my product closet. So I already have some of my tea up there and I will put all of my products up here, but I need to remember to keep that closed for Chai. Then you have my guest bedroom slash office. So right now, this is what you're looking at. It's just a big blank room again. I wasn't crazy about the carpets, but they're new and fine. So I'm gonna do my two podcast chairs here, and then I'm gonna do some window treatments there, and then I have my double desk. So I have two of these desk chairs, one's at home, and I wanted a dual workstation for me and my assistant. And I'm gonna do probably like a huge like bulletin board up here, or I might wallpaper this entire wall. Then I think I'll hang like my Tea with Publicity sign, like my neon light over here. I don't know, I'm still figuring this out. Part of me is like, do I pull the desk out from the wall and put the chairs facing the other way? I don't know if that's gonna look silly. So this entire wing of my apartment is my office, which like I'm thrilled about. Then moving into my bedroom, I have this one huge closet in here. And then this is what I had someone wallpaper. Let me turn on the light. So I used this amazing peel and stick wallpaper, which I will link for you guys on my Amazon storefront. I think it looks so sick. Then in here, I finally have a tub, yay! This will be my bathroom. And then this is my bedroom, which is huge. This apartment's actually bigger than my last apartment. So I'll put my bed and my two nightstands. I think this will be Chai's section. My dresser here with my TV mounted above it. And then this closet's absolutely humongous. It's really deep and it's really long. And that is the apartment. Okay, so I am replacing all of these poles with these black matte ones that I bought because I'm a psycho like that. And I just think it will make my kitchen look more high end. So I'm gonna do those, and then I'm gonna do those, and then I have to do those. Oh my God, it's gonna take a while, which is why I'm here the day before movers. Okay, so we have before and after. Better. All of the handles in this part of the kitchen are done. I do think it made it look more modern and new. As a reference, here are the old ones. Chai. And I still need to do these. Also, it's a new thing that she barks. Like, she never used to bark, but now when I'm not giving her attention, she's like, Mom, hey, you listen to me, Missy. You listen to me. Let's tire her out. Okay, I hired someone to do the peel and stick wallpaper in the bathroom, but I'm gonna try to do this one myself. I just cut and measured. Can't be that hard. You just peel and stick it to the wall. So here goes nothing. Did I kind of just kill that? There's like a little like quarter of an inch higher I could have gone, but I could just add a little strip there. And then I kind of have to just trim this with like a razor. I don't think I'm gonna do the sides because if I do the sides, then I have to go all the way up and around.
She's in there.
Chai's gate. Hey, look at your balcony. We just put up the fence for little Chai Chai girl so she can't escape. Chai! These just came in from Amazon, so I am putting the stickers on them. I needed new ones because my old ones were getting super old, so we're just doing that now. Process of picking stuff out from Macy's. All you have to do is go to macys.com/tea and all of my selects are there. But I've really always wanted one of these like massive orchid things that are like so big. It's just really expensive, so we'll see. But I like these for outdoors, and I also like these two end tables. I'm deciding on which one. I really want these little fire pits. These I already bought. They're plastic bulb outdoor lights. What did I save this for? Oh, it's a monitor riser for my laptop. I thought that was a bench for a second. The shower curtains that I ordered, the handles that I ordered. I really like these for the island. So I'm going to include everything that I wound up getting on macys.com/tea. It's moving day. This is the most me thing ever. It doesn't rain ever in LA. It's pouring. It poured on the day I moved in. It's pouring on the day I move out. To me, It's a sign.
JJ, honey. I'm sorry, baby.
Tie off at Aunt Lisa's.
We're gonna have the best.
She's gonna be here. Aww. She's gonna be here when the movers come. This was the best $20 I've ever spent in my entire life. I believe that time is money, so I have not packed a single thing.
Roadway is here. They are helping me pack everything, which makes it a lot less stressful, but I am very stressed about unpacking an entire 2-bedroom apartment. It's gonna be a long day. When I tell you, they are literally ninjas. Here we go. It's a factory in here. Say the one thing about this apartment, it has sick views. I'm going to miss these mountains. This is where I did my launch party. I never said the location. It was on my building's roof because it's so stunning. I rented it out.
Oh my God. I was like, I want gluten. I want carbs. I want dairy. I deserve it. I'm moving today.
Look like a naked mole rat. So I felt like I was in Roadway's way more than helping. So we left. We're at the coffee shop downstairs now. And we're just letting them do their thing. They're actually ninjas. We're working downstairs in the coffee shop for like 2 hours. I actually got so much done. I don't feel stressed at all. So I'm going to go back into the apartment and check on the guys. Like, I feel like that's the least I could do. I'm like, are you guys good? Do you need me? Are things in shambles? So let's go see. Also, now that I'm moving, I'm gonna show you everything.
So what attracted me to this building was that the hotel, like the walls look like a hotel and each floor has these signs. I just thought it was such a vibe. My new apartment looks nothing like this. And while this is very nice, unfortunately, it didn't outweigh the bad things. You know what I mean? But still stunning nonetheless. Also, I hear them taping. Going to check in on how things are coming along. Damn, they are quick. This is crazy. Crazy. Checking in on everything. They are so quick. It is unbelievable. Exhibit A of why I'm moving. Windows leaked, carpet's wet.
I just wrote the strongest handed email to the building. Like, I would not want to be on the receiving end of the email that I just sent. But basically, my apartment's been leaking for a year since I moved. Every time it rains, it moves. It's ruined my rug already. This is my second rug now that it's gotten wet and it's gonna smell like damp and moldy. And I said to them, I'm like, I'm not getting charged for this leak situation in the move out process because you haven't answered me. I've documented everything in writing, but it just annoys me and I can't get an answer. And like, this is why I'm frustrated. No one answers here.
I will, however, continue to give you a tour. So this is like the common room. Sean studies like a lot in here. We're working here right now. Then this is the pool area. Pool, hot tub back there. There's also like these really cute cabanas with TVs and like amazing. The only thing I didn't like about the pool is I wish it was on the roof because like I kind of felt like I was swimming. Everyone in these like buildings like were just watching me be a beached whale. You know what I mean? I would prefer a little more privacy. But again, this building was beautiful.
Just on building alone, I loved this building and this unit and everything about it. But the like management is just so bad that like you cannot get an answer to save your life. I'm annoyed.
Also, this was the lobby and the gym. I'm already kind of in a pissed off mood because my apartment was leaking again this morning and now management is like your reservation for the elevator is done. Like you can't move anymore, so your movers need to leave. And my movers aren't done yet, and I'm paying them to be here. So now I need to try to go find the new tenant that's moving in to be like, could both of our movers use the elevator?
Okay, I have an update. The other resident was really nice. Basically, I was like, look, we have like 2 more trips. Could we please just use the elevator and like finish this? He was like, yeah, I'll work with you. I'm like, okay, that's what I told the woman downstairs, but she was like, figure it out on your own. We figured it out on our own. He's very nice and gracious. It's happening. It'll be fixed.
That's left.
is the curtains and the rods. And then we're basically done.
Heading to the new apartment.
All right, we're moving in. Nice sunny day. Sun is out. I already unloaded some of my toiletries that I had organized before moving in. I put stuff in my shower. Everything's being put in the closet. They're such a big help. It's like incredible. It's been a long day, so I got the movers some pizza.
This is it for part one of the moving vlog. In part two, you could expect a tour. I'm unpacking everything. I'm gonna have my handyman come and hang everything. Like, I want it to look pristine in no time. So next week, move vlog number two, and I will go into even more detail about all of the decor and everything else. I'm just happy to be in this new building. Like, the management has already been so responsive and so much better, and I just feel better. And if you can't notice, it's light out, so it is the next day. So I'm sitting in my office, which is a mess. It's all gonna get done, but thank you guys for watching this.